Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting second. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball four. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Holt moves to second. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander takes first base on ball four. Holt moves to third. Allison moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt scores. Allison scores. Wlander moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Cater reaches second base with a double. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to third. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Jackson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jackson. Tovar moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Duncan. Allison scores. Roseboro moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing third base. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Holt hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark bunts towards the mound. Aker juggles the ball. That's an error on Aker. Tovar moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Allison bunts towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to third. Clark moves to second. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tovar scores. Clark moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark scores. Belander moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Belander moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-2 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to home to get Ulander. Roseboro moves to third. Quilici moves to second. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt, who is chasing the ball. Monday reaches third base with a triple. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Holt reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holt tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Twins. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Allison moves to second. It's 8-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 3 in the game. Quilici hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 3 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 3 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Donaldson fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Campaneris covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Holt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campaneris moves to third. Cater moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Bando reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Cater scores. Monday goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Twins. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Allison steals second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison moves to third. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Olander takes first base on ball 4. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Sprague covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donaldson moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark juggles the ball. That's an error on Clark. Donaldson moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 4 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 4 in the game. Renick hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Hershberger chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Donaldson. Donaldson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Donaldson. Quilici goes all the way around to score. Renick moves all the way to home. It's 10-3, Twins. Ron Peronoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peronoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Holt strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Bando moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Twins. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Donaldson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.